This week on Black College Wire, check out the story. Students march, vote early in Florida. Students from Florida A&M University, Florida State University, and Tallahassee Community College joined hundreds of other college students to march on the Leon County Courthouse and vote early in the 2004 presidential election. Also in the news, read about how Republicans are targeting historically black colleges in GOPs look to HBCUs. Reportedly, membership in the College Republican National Committee has tripled since 2000. Writer Titus Ledbetter, a student at Hampton University, reports that the Republican National Committee has increased its presence on college campuses in the past 4 years, especially HBCUs. Central State University, Southern University, and Howard University are all schools with recognized college organizations that cater to Republicans. Students talk about the presence of national parties on their campuses and the impact it has had on the young vote. In other news, April Maxwell, a senior at Hampton University, is trying to start a gay-straight alliance at Hampton. Her vision is to establish a campus organization that bridges the gap between gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and straight students. She has been gathering the necessary material for a proposal. According to the Dean of Students, this will be the first time a student has proposed such an idea. Check out the story. Hampton University students seek gay-straight alliance. In the student life section of blackcollegewire.org, hip-hop dancers, singers, rappers, actresses, majorettes, models, and fashion designers all auditioned at Tennessee State University for a relatively new non-Greek sorority. The Nashville chapter of Diamond Dolls Elite Entertainment Sorority Incorporated drew a crowd of 95 women desiring to be a member of the sorority, which was founded in Memphis of March 1997. Be sure to check out this story, Entertainment Sorority Draws 95 Hopefuls, by Meredith Miller of Tennessee State University. Also read, Maybe It's Time for Greeks to Disband, by Dr. Ricky Jones, about Greek life, hazing, and alleged criminal activity. And in the Voices section, Carlette Miller from Philadelphia writes a letter to the editor responding to an October article, Natural Hair Not Wanted, about alleged discrimination at Howard University tryouts based on hair texture and body size. Read what she has to say in Letter to the Editor, Shame on Howard University. BlackCollegeWire.org welcomes letters and comments about stories and commentary on the site. Let us know what you think. For more information on these stories and much more, keep browsing BlackCollegeWire.org and tell your friends about us. They'll find plenty of news they can use. I'm Chantel Harley of Howard University with the weekly news roundup for BlackCollegeWire.org.